Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We're going to be talking about today evidence that I found that COVID vaccine did cause myocarditis. And we're going to talk about that. But before we get to all that great stuff, our devotional, we want to say a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's face and mind the time. It grows short. So we are here. In John chapter 9, it says, "Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears." So if you want Lord to hear your prayers, your petitions for help, definitely seek his word. Pray, talk to him every day, because, you know, if you want a friend in the Lord, you talk to him daily. And mind the time, it grows short. Okay, let's jump into our issue here, this topic. This was December 2025 when Stanford University in California published their findings on the COVID vaccine and cardio inflammation. They set out to uncover how the mRNA vaccine did this supposedly rare thing. Now, according to their report, these kinds of vaccines are to create what they considered a two-step immune reaction. So this type of reaction will flood your entire body with inflammation, which attracts the body's immune cells to areas that are heavily inflamed, such as your heart. So the immune cells attack the heart, causing the injury. And this is a classic autoimmune response, which means this is yet another vaccine created that is causing an autoimmunity in people. So this also brings us the question, why isn't this product off the market? So if a natural therapy or a supplement did that, it would have been long gone by now. So if you missed my report on autoimmune disease and hair loss that we did, just check it out in the archive area. It is going to be soon posted also on our website and the Rumble channel. All right, let's talk about the damage. So what this report is showing is that the people who took our COVID vaccine and did not have a pre-existing autoimmune condition were now having their immune system turned into a weapon against them. Here's a quote from the Stanford University report, December 2025. They said the COVID vaccine produces an overreactive immune response that briefly turns proactive signals into damaging ones, end of quote. So there are other vaccines that have done this and are doing this. So if you are reading my newsletters on the 14th of January of 2026, I did a report, and you would begin to realize that virologist Yehud Schoenfeld realized in 2011 that the additives in your vaccines are dangerous. So much so that autoimmune disease created by this vaccine adjuvant is known as Schoenfeld's disease. So people face numerous exposures to these additives with each vaccine given. So the adjuvants in particular that Schoenfeld listed were aluminum. The adjuvants are made from aluminum in your vaccines. Silicon, squalene, and several infection pathogens, it's usually viral, in one vaccine itself. So this information has been around for over a decade on vaccines, still containing these ingredients. So it's obvious that the people in high places are not taking this information seriously or ignoring it altogether. So the research also stated there is a two-step process in the myocarditis response from the COVID vaccine. According to the Stanford report, they said, quote, "The vaccine activates one type of immune cell, which then stimulates another. Together, these immune reactions drive inflammation that can damage heart muscle cells and set off additional inflammation effects," end of quote. Now, I doubt the study will go anywhere or change anything with regard to vaccine treatments. Even in this report, the researchers said this, "Vaccines remain highly safe and effective," end of quote. Now, the director of Stanford at the Cardiovascular Institute, Dr. Joseph Wu, He was quoted as saying, "mRNA vaccines are considered a major advancement because they can be developed quickly, adjusted with virus changes, and also be tailored to target very specific pathogens. Still, as with any medical intervention, reactions are not ideal for everyone," end of quote. All right, so we are told that your mRNA vaccines are made differently with no live viruses, but with synthetics in the laboratory using cell-free in vitro transcription processes. So is there any of the ingredients Dr. Schoenfeld listed as adjuvant triggers in your mRNA vaccines like COVID? Well, according to the National Library of Medicine for Biotechnology, in September 2024, they said this: silicone-based material may be used in the purification processing of synthetic viruses such as your mRNA vaccines, but it is not listed as an ingredient in the final injected product, end of quote. Your mRNA vaccines undergo a process during the purification step, and the product is heated to 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's a quote from the Library of Medicine, March 2021. They said the silicone is called a synthetic elastomer, which is a rubber-like material that can stretch, compress, and return to its original shape. It does not melt except under high temperatures of over 500 degrees Fahrenheit, end of quote. That's interesting. Rubber. That is a rubber material they're using. I wonder if that stringy, fibrous material morticians said was in the corpses of those they were trying to, you know, preserve for death during the COVID pandemic. I wonder if that was basically your silicone that they're using in the shot. I mean, you know, obviously the embalmers noticed there was a difference. A silicone ingredient in a vaccine. Think about it. Now, the below research actually denies that the silicone was the culprit. This is the Journal of Cell, University of Alabama, October 2023. They say, based on the reports from some embalmers and subsequent investigations, the stringy, white, fibrous material observed in some COVID-19 patients is described as having a rubbery or stiff consistency. However, it was fibrin material and not silicone, according to their reports, end of quote. And there were no squalene or aluminum adjuvants used in the COVID vaccine, they said. Well, words matter. So in the scientific research, medicine is not saying the COVID vaccine delivered a drug-induced myocarditis, but describes it as an uncommon rare side effect called vaccine-associated myocarditis. Stanford University in December 2025 said this: symptoms can include chest pain, shortness of breath, fever, heart palpitations, and these symptoms occur without a viral infection and typically appear within 1 to 3 days after the vaccination, end of quote. And with all the data that was collected, science does not have a number of the Americans that got myocarditis from the COVID vaccine itself. They did not produce any real numbers. It was vague numbers of like 6 to 106 cases per 1 million who got vaccinated. So if we use the statistics of the U.S. population in 2021 and the reports that stated an estimated 60% of Americans took the COVID vaccine, this would be around 200 million people. And using their percentages of who developed myocarditis, that would be anywhere between 1,201 million to 21,200 people. Well, here are some more stats to consider. This is from Stanford again, December 2025. They said myocarditis occurs in roughly 1 out of every 140,000 people after a first vaccine dose and increases to about 1 in 32,000 after the second dose. Rates are highest among males ages 30 and younger, where it affects about 1 in 16,750 vaccine recipients. So that would give us a myocarditis case of the patients that got only one shot at 1,428 and those who got two shots, 6,250. Obviously, these are lower than the other stats given. So which is it? And I doubt science knows or wants to know. Now let's talk about the proteins. According to Dr. Wu, two proteins seem to be the reason for the myocarditis. And Joseph Wu said this, quote, two proteins named CXCL10 and IFN gamma popped up. And we think these two are the major drivers for myocarditis. So now these are naturally occurring proteins used by the immune system. The CLGL10 interferon gamma-induced protein and the IFN gamma interferon protein, they are associated with the inflammation and infection response. These proteins normally are used by the immune system to communicate and launch a proper defense against infection. So these patients had a normal immune system before the vaccine, and then it was hijacked and weaponized afterward. And you want to remember what I've said, that science has learned to use proteins in their vaccines as switches to turn things on and off in the body. So they can control the outcome. So why didn't more people get myocarditis? Well, there are two possibilities. The vaccine was made to be sensitive to testosterone levels, which are higher in younger males, or the vaccines will attack you in your weakest genetic link, which was a report by Dr. Anthony Morris, former chief virologist of the FDA. Well, I don't doubt that humans were created by God with a sophisticated immune system, and tinkering with it, as science is doing, is bound to mess it up. So there are more cases of autoimmunity today than a generation ago. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine, November 2022. They said, "The prevalence of autoimmune diseases has risen significantly over the past 6 decades, with studies suggesting they have reached epidemic levels. There is no data on autoimmune prior to 1940. And 1940 is when they came out with vaccines for the masses. So that's right. Medical science didn't have cases of autoimmunity prior to the invention of a vaccine. All right, so I always rely on the original medicine. That's me. I believe in and I use God's medicine. We have medicinal plants that will help the body with even some of the most severe plagues. Now, I personally stay away from allopathic medicine with the exception of maybe trauma care. And I do not accept vaccines as a viable option for wellness. You may want to check out the Enhanced Pandemic Kit at Apothecary Herbs, and they live by herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and that's in your Bible in Psalms 104 and Revelations chapter 2. And you want to get educated and be empowered out there, so give them a call at Apothecary Herbs and get a free product catalog. The number to call is 866-229-3663. International call 828-469-5972. And of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Yep, get educated, get empowered, sign up for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. And thanks for listening. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.